So Yishai Toker speaking, and we're going to learn today Likutei Halachot and Hilchot Birkot Ariyah, Birkot Pratiyot. We continue from where we stopped yesterday. Ot Gimel. Yesterday, we began this review of it. Ikar Chiyut Nimshach Al Yedei Achdut V'Chibur B'Chinat Shalom. Life is drawn down through unity, because through unity, which is peace. Why? It's very simple. Because in this world, everything is different. Everything is different from everything. This is not this, and this is not this, and I'm not him, and you're not him. And in any way, and this animal is not that animal. Everything is different in the world. Everything is all shinuim. How do you unite everything together, and especially how do you unite two Jews together? When you go at the Shorish, but in the Shorish, in the source of everything, it's all one. Kol comes from Hashem. So when we connect everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we draw life to everything. Because machloket, it's sitra acha. It's bad, it's death. And shalom, when you make everything unity, that creates, you connect everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're drawing life down to us. Ki ikar chiyut hu chibur haneshama vehaguf shehem shnei hafachim vehem meshunim zeh mizeh meod vehashem yitbarach mafli la'asot umechabram yachad bederech nifla. The main life of a person in the world is when there's these two opposites together, the body and the neshama, two complete opposites. And only then there is life created. Only then one could do something with his life. If you have a neshama alone, can't do anything. You have a goof alone, a body alone, can't do anything.
Yeah, you can have real love yourself when you have no shalom.
Yeah, what?
Real love. You love yourself.
Love yourself?
Yeah. Can you have this with no shalom?
Can I have?
Love yourself, but to keep love.
Yeah.
Can you have this when you have no shalom?
When you have no shalom, to love yourself? It's kind of hard. V'ikar chibur shehu chiyut v'kiyum ha'adam. The main connection, which is life, right? Which is the person could be existing, is only through the Torah. Da'inu, through Am Yisrael, which they fulfill the Torah. Because the Torah teaches us what to want. The Torah doesn't even teach you what to do. The Torah even teaches us what to want. The Torah teaches us to connect everything we want to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I was thinking about it today. It doesn't mean if someone has a certain desire for something, it doesn't mean you have to throw it away. To connect this desire to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person likes music, he plays music. He plays music. Don't say, oh, I did tshuva, I'm not going to play a guitar anymore. Mapitom. No, mapitom. You take the guitar and you play for Hashem. You take your talents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your wills, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in you from where you grew up and wherever you came from, whatever you went through in life, and use it to help others, or to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. To use it for Hashem's will. What is Hashem's will? But the body's will is what we have to control. Because the body always wants. It wants food. It wants women. And he wants to eat. Right? And he wants money. It's the body. It's the body wants. And that, we have to levatel. That's what Rabbi Nathan writes here now. Valider tzadikim. And through the tzadikim, shemeshabrim retzon ta'avat gufa. That they break the will, the taivas of their body. Right, and they only do what Hashem wants, and nullify their body to the neshama, then the body is included in the neshama, because the body is not dead, it's alive, it's doing. It's doing what the neshama is telling it to do. And therefore the body is included in the neshama, because if you do what the body does, the neshama is still not joining you. The neshama is not joining you. The neshama is not part of it. The neshama can never be blemished. You know the neshama can never be blemished? The neshama can never be blemished. The neshama of a Jew can never be blemished. The neshama inside is pure. Elokai neshama teora shenatata bi. We say every morning, right? Hashem, you gave me a pure neshama. And it's still pure. Every day it's pure. All the time it's pure. If you're Jewish, it's pure. Lama. So why do you see this guy like this? What happens when someone sins? It does layers of garbage on it. They're hiding the neshama. The neshama is stuck there. To peel off all the layers. Peel off. Another hour you're going to do it. Another hour you're going to do it. Another peel. That's all Binatan says. Also, that's why we don't feel our sins. Because we have an orla. It's called an orla. You know what orla is? Like before the breed, the baby has an orla. So we have an orla. It's called orla talev. Orla on the heart. It's very thick. Not like a baby's breed. It's very thick. Very thick. We don't feel anything. We did the worst avos in the world, and we still don't feel that we did bad. We know it's not good. We learn. We try to do tshuva and everything, but we don't feel it. And the more a person does it, bodhidu, he peels off another layer. Another layer. It gets more pure, more, it has more hergesh, more of a feeling. Yeah. So the tzaddikim, right, through this that they nullify the body to the neshama, and the neshama is ruling over the body, and the body does now what the neshama is teaching it to do, right? It becomes one with the neshama, like I said about the tzaddikim, namash, everything they do is according to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's drawn down to them, now that they're one, it's unity, there's peace, right, between them and the neshama, peace is life. We learned the chayim v'ashalom, we learned yesterday. So they draw themselves life, they draw life to themselves, life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Mekor HaChayim, who's the source of all life? The Ebishter, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they draw to themselves life, Meichad HaPashut, from the one, who's one? There's only one in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when they make one between the neshama and the body, so they draw life from the one. ובכוח הצדיקים האלו, the power of these tzaddikim, נשתשל החיות לכל בני אדם וכל העולמות, כולם מראש ועד סוף, is drawn down life. The power of these tzaddikim is drawn down life to all humans, all bnei adam, and all the worlds from the beginning to the end. כי השינויים הם בחינת פירוד. Shinuim, the changes between people, between all kinds of things, is pirud, is separation. Right? And when you have separation, you can't get life from one. When you, any separation we do, right? We're separating ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When there's a machloket, we're separating ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't draw down life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If anyone's involved in the machloket, and it's the worst thing. The worst thing. The involved in the machloket is it disconnects you from the life. From life. I know people. I know people who died because of machloket. They died literally. They died. They're dead. They got a heart attack and they died because of machloket. They had about land or about the Yerusha or something. What happened? They disconnected themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Maybe they never would have connected in the
first place. Ah, maybe.
But that's hard to say.
וזה אי אפשר, כי אם הדעת צדיק שבטל, so only this tzaddik, which makes one between the neshama and the body, he could draw down life to the world. And therefore also, now we're going to learn, right, tzaddikim, we read all kinds of stories, they change the teva, right, they change nature, they give a bracha, and this happens, and this, and that. I know a couple, they couldn't have children for many, many years, and they went through treatments, and finally, after many, many years, maybe over 10 years, they had twins, two boys. Today they're maybe 4 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. And now is Baruch Hashem's wife pregnant again. So my wife, the wife is pregnant again. So my wife asked her, none of the treatments. He told me you don't want to do any more treatments. said, no, my husband went to Rav Berland, and he said you can have more children.
You went to who?
To Rav Berland.
Berland?
Rav Berland. Rav Berland.
Oh, Rav Berland.
He went in, and he said you can have more children. He says, this is a child from Rav Berland. One, this time. So you see the tzaddikim, they have power to change the teva. How is that? Now we'll see how that is. And we'll learn some, I don't know how to call it, let's see. Also this world, I mean, I can speak so that this world. What kinds of nature that person has. But, עיקר תאוות הגוף שיש לאדם, זה very interesting this. עיקר תאוות הגוף שיש לאדם, רצון ותאווה לדבר גשמי כנגד רצון הנשמה. The main tivas that person has, right, any will that is against the will of the neshama, something physical which is against the neshama, זה נמשך מחמת כוח הטבע שאתה נדבר, it's drawn down from nature. Well, what does that mean? He called it all the wills, all the taivas of the goof, they come from the power of nature. Because the nature is, this person's nature, he needs meat. These people, they all diet according to the blood, you know that? He has an O, he needs meat. He has an A, he needs a dairy. He has a B, he shouldn't eat at all. No. And according to the type of blood, he needs more iron, he needs more this, he needs hormones, he needs, I don't know. Right? It's nature. This person, he likes meat. They say that what a person likes right now, not garbage, food that he's more drawn to, he probably needs that more.
Ice cream.
Right? You need ice cream a lot to feel good about yourself. Huh. It's food for the soul, for the nefesh. And Shabbos. Sometimes, if you learned well, you could have one during the week. Another person likes dairy more. This person likes heat. This person likes cold. This person is this. This person, all kinds of things. Right? It's all, Hashem put this, depends on where a person was born. Depends on the person where he grew up. Or his parents. A lot of things depend on. Right? Right? In a person's people's wills. He has a will like this, he has a will to that. All kinds of weird things. V'ikar teva, how is teva? How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu work teva in the world? You know how? In the Shamayim, there's a... What's it called? All these... the Kochavim.
Constellations.
What's it called?
Constellations.
Yeah, with the stars.
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 You can read, your person's born... Not horoscope.
Astrology.
Horoscope is asul to do. Asul, you know how to read it, you can't believe it. Asul to do it.
That's what Dylan did.
Yeah, asul.
But it's okay to make
astrology.
Fun astrology.
What does that mean? Funny or fun?
Funny. As in, on the 25th, you will change your underwear.
That's making up.
Right.
Yeah, make fun of it is over. But, you're recording, by the way. You said underwear on the recording.
Don't worry. This is going to be in Discipline's astrology section.
So what's the difference between horoscope and
astrology? Oh, a horoscope, you shouldn't know, is telling you the future. We don't live like that. We're Jews. We dive in for the future. We don't go to horoscope. Huh?
We're above it.
Yeah, even if they tell you you're going to, Chasham 1 is going to die on a certain day, you dive in and not die. You don't go. But astrology is a person. I was born in Mazal Moznaim. Moznaim is Tishrei, is the weight, so it's called
Scales.
That's where I was born. So my teva of who I am was depends when were you born in the month.
Okay. Like you have this kind of personality.
Exactly, it has to do with that.
Yeah.
It has to do with that. All nature has to do with that. Why? In one place it's hot, one place it's cold. Also has to do with the mazalot. All right. All the changes in the world is from the mazalot. That's how the Baruch Hu plays nature in the world. That's how he plays the nature. Okay. It's like the engine behind. Like the Baruch Hu is the one who plays with it. But we have power to play with it also, through tefillah. That's how Ben writes.
I mean, we can ask Kaddish Baruch Hu to go like this and change it.
Yeah, and by the way, I heard an amazing chizuk, Stama, as you reminded of. That someone told me, just my friend, I have one of my friends, student in the Bachurim, he just got engaged, Baruch Hashem. Young, he's 21, 22. He told me, I went to Rav Arush a few months ago, something he told me a few weeks ago. And I told him, Rav, what should I daven for? It's time for your zivug, he tells him. I said, but Rav, isn't it set who am I going to get married for? What do I have to daven for it? He said, it's set and she's ready. You ready? And you have to daven to have vessels to receive the shefa. That's what he said. I mean, the shefa of a person is amazing. It's amazing. The shefa is there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you this. Just make a vessel to receive it. It's like someone who tells you, listen, I'll transfer $500 every month to your bank account. I don't have a bank account. So go create a bank account and I'll give you some money. Right? What can I do? I can't come every month from Alaska to give you the $500. Make a bank account, I'll transfer the money. You don't make a bank account. It's the same idea of davening. The shefa is there to give us. And we have to make a vessel to receive. Amazing chizuk. Amazing. Give me a lot of chizuk to hear that.
So can I daven for my daughters to find?
Of course. Husband? And even though they know, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows who it is already. Right? But you could bring it up. Daven. What do you mean? I daven for my daughters' shidduch already since they're born. Every Shabbos, yeah. Every Shabbos, I give them a bracha. Anyone who comes to my house knows. And I give them a very long bracha. I say, you should have a good shidduch at a young age. With someone you can have shalom bayis and have children with no rikuv right away.
Yeah. 8 more years.
Which one? My daughter?
Yeah.
She'll be already 15. She'll be 14. Oh, they're already old. 6 years.
She's
almost six.
I mean, wow. Sharon is 17. Ruckel's going to be 16.
Well, you didn't start davening for that. So start.
Okay.
Every day.
Every day.
A few minutes. At least a few minutes. And thank Hashem, as long as they don't want, they don't have, very good, thank you. Not to get confused, okay. Good chizuk, I thought about it today, they wouldn't do it, so I gave it to you also. Okay. Right, so everything comes from all these things, right? All this teva. So the tzaddik, which breaks his will, his teva, that's created from all these things. A person could change his teva. He could change. Right? He breaks his teva to the neshama. So he broke the power of teva. He broke the power of nature. So he's above nature. So he could rule nature. Once he becomes above nature, he could rule the nature. That's why the tzaddikim, they could do all kinds of nisim and niflaot in the world. Because they broke their nature. Right? What they were born with, what the astrology was. They broke the way they grew up, where they grew up and everything they grew up. They broke what they want to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, so they broke nature. Since they broke nature, they're above nature. Now they could do nisim and niflaot.
Right. They didn't break their own teva, though, right? Did they connect with
the
Deacon and
HaKadosh
Baruch Hu did it for them, or did they themselves?
They by tefillah and hard work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them. That's for sure.
What's
that?
A lot of merits to break nature because we're learning a when the rabbi's son he broke the nature because he was waiting for the food on the tree, so when the food was not ready, he prayed that the food
became ready. Yeah.
So then his father came home and saw this when he died.
Yeah.
You know this thing?
Yeah.
So they talk about it.
Yes, but the tzaddikim, they know what they're doing. I don't know. When you get to the level, come, I'll talk to you about it. Work right now. Work on breaking our midos. But you know that the Gaon Mivilna says And it's easier to finish the whole Shas than to break even 1 meter.
There is a mystery about the
but with the leg from the Shemaim?
Yeah, she had the leg from the
table.
Sorry. So then she had twin. And then twin, she saw it was a table.
Two legs.
Two legs.
She said, ah, why did everyone have three? She said, ah, that's the leg.
The nature was that they prayed and they take the leg back.
Right, and they did. Yeah. Yeah, so the Gemara in Brachot, right? Yeah, I read it, I looked at it. Let's do it. Yeah. Nimtza. Let's go back to our subject. That life we draw down through unity. We make unification between the soul and the body. And through that we could draw life from the one. Right? Eikar talui ba'adam shuikar abudah v'taluy akol kaedwa. Right, the main thing to make one is between people, by man. That's the one. And now we'll see that one doesn't mean the one will be nullified to the other. We'll see in a second. See in a second what it means exactly. Therefore, ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, what did Rabbi Akiva say? The klal gadol b'Torah. It's the biggest thing in the Torah. It's a big rule in the Torah is to love your fellow Jew, fellow friend. כדי לכלול באחדות ושלום, to make peace. Which is the fixing of all the beer. What happened when Adam Arishon, he sinned and he ate the fruit, right? It broke all the שבירת הכלים, I don't know how to say it in English. Breaking the vessels. Right, there was peace between the whole world, was living in harmony. Harmony. And then that all destroyed since then. So the main fixing of the Bria is the people. They're so different. They're so different. And still they're one. And still they live in peace. That's the fixing of the Bria. To live b'shalom with each other. So I'm different than him. So what? Main thing is to do Ahavat Israel. We'll start within someone's house, each one in his house, right? And where he works, or where he davens, or where he learns all day, wherever he's spending the day, and bichlal, anyone in the street, okay? Beikar Ahava, but the main love, Leovet Israel, which keep the Torah. The main love to love another Jew is to love another Jew who keeps the Torah. So it says here. Okay, so that's what Rabbeinu explains this. What, if he doesn't keep the Torah, you don't need to love him? Right. Mishu rasha gamu betachlit, ve'en bo shum tov. If someone is completely evil and he has no good at all, it's a mitzvah to hate him. It's ignored. Mar says this. A mitzvah to hate him. Pasuk says, "Tachlitz li nasmeti," but because why? Because "Ve'havta l'recha kamocha" means what does it mean? To love your friend in the mitzvahs. That's what the Chazal said. "Le'recha kamocha," le'recha in the mitzvahs. He's your friend in the mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs, he does mitzvahs. Then you can love him. So what does Rabbi Adam say? All I have to remember what Rabbeinu teaches in Torah Reish Pei Bet. That there's no such thing as a rasha who doesn't have any good in him. There's no such thing. Every Jew has good in him. It doesn't matter that he doesn't have good.
That's how the whole sefer opens.
Exactly. In the beginning, the whole set. That's how he starts the Torah. Very good. Right? There's no such thing as completely bad. No such thing. So you're supposed to hate the bad that he's doing. You're supposed to look for the good points in it and love him because of that. Right? Like a child, right, who does not so good. Right? You tell him, you don't, right? Instead of saying, right, what are you doing? You're so bad, you're so this or that. Right? Instead of that, what do we do? שש? כן, סיימתי. אני תכף מחזיר את זה כל יום, אני לא יודע.
איך?
אני תכף מחזיר את זה כל יום.
מדי אתה לומד עם זה שלך?
רבע לשתיים. עד שתיים וחצי. Right? So, you tell a kid, instead of telling him how bad he is or whatever, it's better, Avinu says, to look at the group and go, oh, so nice, you played with your sister, you're acting so good. So everyone has something good in him. Therefore, Avinu Nachman says, right? We need to look, and to seek, and to ask, and to find. He says you have to find. He says there, it's one of the things that he said, you have to find also, because there's there. It's there, just look. בכל אחד אחד ישראל, each and every someone who's called Israel, some merit, some good to love him like you love yourself. כי כל אחד מישראל, because when I first read in the beginning, I said, what? You have to hate someone else? And then I continue, he says, because everyone, even Poshea Israel, it's impossible it doesn't have any something good, a good side by him, a good merit. Of course he has good. Right? Yeah.
Doesn't it also say, hate the one that hates Hashem?
Yeah.
How did that
happen? Sameh Hashem is not. He hates the fact that he hates Hashem.
Still look at a good point in him?
Yeah, always.
Look, it's 20 years ago. There was a man who weren't sitzes of a Jew, but was really a double-tailed, a very, very dangerous guru in India. And he was put into Nidoi, which is like Cameron, by the Rabbana. But we were, and I was one of the, I didn't become a victim, but I was one of the witnesses to what he was doing.
Right.
But I was still told, not in public, but if I ever saw him in private, to beg him to do tshuva, to tell him that he was wrong. Do you understand?
From love.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I had to hate what he did, and I was a witness, and it was part of my testimony is part of what got him into Nidor. And I would testify a million times. But still, do you understand?
That's the distinction.
He was a Jew.
Yeah.
That's the distinction.
And we drove him from the city. We isolated him. We made sure that the people who were supporting him, knew that they were wrong. And it was about a year process, and they left town. Okay. So they did a lot of damage. But it was never to give up on him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And yeah. Also, you don't have to tell. Also, a good point is also to, in your heart, you have to even think. Think good. Sure.
He's got a neshama.
Okay, that brings up another issue. I was a school administrator for two schools. Every year we would have...
Every day he comes up with more things than he did. You have to write a book, Yaakov.
Every year we would have this mandatory course from the Bureau of Jewish Education on child abuse.
So then?
What do you do about someone who's a teacher who's abusing their children? The sexual abuse.
Send them to a mental institution. Huh? Depends if he's drunk. Set up. Yeah, so the main loving is to connect all the goods. Understand? That's the point. Loving someone, the love is good, to connect to his good, the good that's in him. Right? And then all of Am Yisrael is one. How could you talk with someone? He's a fry. I'm not talking to him. That's for sure he's going to do tshuva now, right? For sure he's going to do tshuva.
I'm wrong. I better do tshuva. Right? I'm nothing.
Instead, you come to him and you say, "Ma nishma, ta yehudi, baruch Hashem, Shabbat Shalom," right? I mean, that's right. If a Jew even just says Shabbat Shalom, it does a big tikkunim in Shemayim. Just says it. He knows it's Shabbat today. I mean, that's right. Stop. Seder. Time. I'm all the time. I'll continue.